Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 25th day of NaNoWriMo. 25 days, only 6 more to go, including today. And you would think that you'd be used to the pattern of writing and ready to zoom through the finish line, right? Yeah, about that. This episode is all about how to get through the home stretch with your sanity intact. With only a few days left and the finish line almost within sight, it's really easy to start doing things that can sabotage your progress and otherwise demoralize you in terms of your writing productivity. Now, if you find yourself doing these things, it's not the end of the world. Just remember, you will get through your novel a little bit faster if you focus on the writing and not all of the other things. Also, keep in mind that all around the world, there are veterans and newbies alike that are feeling the exact same way that you do. Keep on writing and you will get through this. I believe you can do it. And if you feel the same way, let's acknowledge that and then move on through the home stretch horizon with these 3 tips. Da, 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 da. Number 1, and this is the most important one, take care of your health. This includes staying hydrated, eating regular meals, and taking frequent writing breaks so that you can reset your posture, rest your hands, and give your eyes a break. Number 2, avoid compulsively checking your word count. Now, if you're anything like
someone we know,
you're going to do this anyway. The trick is to tie your word count check to a sprint. That means you'll be more likely to check your word count only after you've been writing for a good 5, 10, or 15 minutes. If you have been writing for that long straight, congratulations, writer. You deserve a word count check. And number 3, once you hit 50K, be sure that you validate your novel on the site. Hitting 50K is an accomplishment and you deserve all of the accolades. The NaNoWriMo website will give you a special acknowledgement by turning that green bar to purple. Now, I see a lot of people with green bars because they're continuing on with their draft, but unfortunately, every year, there are people that forget to go back to the site and validate and the time runs out. So don't let this be you. Be sure to upload your novel, get the validation, get your badge, and then rest easy in the accomplishment of what you've done all month. If you finish early, I want to encourage you to congratulate others as they cross the finish line, as well as those who have come to the end of their NaNoWriMo journey with more words than they've started with on November 1st. I'm curious to know, what words of advice do you have for helping writers get through this home stretch? Let me know. Send me a comment on this episode's show page, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. For reference, this is episode 25. Or send a tweet at amadvox or use the hashtag amadvox and I'll check it out. That's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're not already subscribed, you can do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, and Podcast Addict. I will see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something at least 50,000 words.